There are several people I'd like to think about. One situation was a situation of a person who had been a POW in a prison camp, and he was in Vietnam, and he was put in a little mud hut about this big, and that was to become his home. And where most of us would, at that point, how would you feel? You'd feel like a victim, you'd feel bitter, you'd feel unhappy. And instead, what he did is he thought about this differently. You know, he wasn't going to lose the inner part of himself that was him. He was going to keep consistent with who he was and his values, so he decided to make this, be grateful for this home. This was going to be his home for maybe the rest of his life, and so he was going to make it a place of beauty, a place of love. And so when the guards would bring him food, even though it was these meager rice portions, he would always thank them for it. And he would save up little pieces of rice and collect them so that he could give gifts back to the guards who would bring him this rice, which is, of course, not enough to nourish him. And he tried to think beautiful thoughts and have a beautiful life within this environment. And so he tried to create a place of love and beauty within this awful situation. So that was a way that he was able to get in touch with his higher part of himself. I had another client, a person I knew, not really a client. This woman had been in an automobile accident,